Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Brandon Gesso. I am an athlete with the Special Olympics Buffalo. And as you can see, I am a returning athlete from the recent National Winter Games that were taking place in Calgary.
Yeah, and how did those go for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal. Like, I have never been to an Olympic competition that huge. Like, that was my first ever experience for nationals.
Okay.
And it was such a surreal event. Like, seeing all of the supporters, the reality is, like, when we had the opening ceremonies, It was such a surreal experience. When our team got called, we got called last. And just walking out with the spotlight center stage and just seeing thousands of people in the stands cheering for us.
Yeah.
It's a moment I'll never forget. And, like, it's unique. Like, it's one of those experiences that you can't just replicate on television. You have to be there yourself just to know the feeling.
Right. That is so cool. So how many athletes from Fort Mac went down with you?
So we had, there was four athletes. So myself, my friends, Dallas and Guy, and we have another friend, but she's not here because she was working.
Okay.
Our friend Nancy.
Okay, nice.
And we were kind of like a hybrid team this year because we had another teammate who couldn't commit.
Okay.
So we had a athlete from Calgary. Her name was Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
And she, my God, she's like a sweetheart. She's, first and foremost, she'll always be a member of both Special Olympics Calgary and Wood Buffalo.
Yeah.
And if we didn't have her, we wouldn't have had the Nationals because, like, you need to meet the quorum of five for bowling.
Right.
And it was just a phenomenal, like, all the spirits, one thing. When they passed on the torch at the opening ceremonies, They did the one thing that was totally Calgary style. They the bearer of the torch was the RCMP, and they walked down with two horses, like on horses.
Whoa, that is so cool. That is Calgary style for sure.
And you know what? It was such a we had such a cool building. We were in the Nutrion building for the opening ceremonies at Stampede Park.
Okay.
And if there wasn't a game, we were originally, I guess rumors was, we were going to be in the opening ceremonies, and that was the Flames organization.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I got to meet some of the mascots. I got to meet Gamble. Farley the Fox from the Western Hockey League. And I met Ralph, the mascot of Calgary's football.
Awesome. And how were the competitions themselves? Like, how, like, that's got to be a moment.
So the competitions themselves, like, so for bowling, we had three competition days, which was the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we had, so Wednesday and Thursday was teams division. So, like, we bowled as a team, so everyone's scores came together. So we had a sets of, in total, nine games. So we did, teams was for the first six games, and then the last one was the singles division was nine, and when we first got there, like, we were a little bit disorganized, I gotta say, because, like, when we completed one game,
mm-hmm.
the one thing we never had to do, at the past training camp, we did the switch in the two lanes, like, in the same lane, but...
Okay.
But when we actually completed a game and it was time for the next one, we actually had to go to another entirely different lane because they didn't want us to get too comfortable with the lane.
Oh.
So you had to be on your feet. And there was, like, a lot of cues. And, of course, I did my best, and I was like, you just gotta remember to have fun. Like, for me, when I was bowling, what helped me take the pressure off is I was just imagining myself at the alley downtown.
Yeah.
Because that's the bowling alley I'm more familiar with. And I did really well. Like, we had a day where we were off, but then game two, we were phenomenal. Like, we were, like, of day two, mm-hmm. we were phenomenal, and we did enough that for teams division, we actually got bronze for the teen division.
Yeah.
And then so I didn't so Friday we did our singles. I was so close, like, I was in division 11. And then my friends Guy and Nancy. Guy was in division 6 and Nancy was in division 1, and my other friend Dallas, she was in the 5th division, and I think our friend Kayla, she was in the 6th division. So Guy and Nancy and Kayla all got to bring home another medal. Guy got another bronze.
Wow.
My friend Nancy got a silver, and I was so happy for her because she didn't, because she at provincials last year, she only got the teams the gold medal, mm-hmm. but she wasn't able to get the singles. Mm-hmm. And then our other friend Kayla, she got to take home a gold medal.
Whoa, she must have been so excited.
And I'll be honest with you, when I got awarded my bronze medal, so that, as you know, last year, I won my two provincial medals, mm-hmm. gold medals. But the moment of me winning national bronze was more, it's real. I never thought I'd be topped it. I topped that moment last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me winning gold will always be a moment in itself for provincials. But mm-hmm. having my family there, to see, to my sister and my mom, to see me get a bronze medal, top that moment because it was just such a surreal moment.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone, so we got to go to our segment. You know the segment, the Max City Minute. But before we get there, we're going to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi. I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Question number one for you today. What was your favorite event you watched when you went to the Olympic Games?
Well, our schedule was a bit tight, so, like, we didn't get to do as much as watch, but I gotta say is the floor hockey. We got to watch some of the floor hockey, and it was streamed from the hotel we stayed at, which was the Marriott Inn, and they did a fantastic, phenomenal job. Like, a very phenomenal job just hosting us. Like, they had each morning, they had breakfast out, they had supper, and they had all sorts of activities on the second floor for us. So I got to interact with not just our division in the Team Alberta, but the other Team Alberta athletes for bowling.
Because
in our hotel, we had the alpine skiers and the bowlers. So, and it was so cool. And, like, they had us activities, and we even had a movie night. And we watched the Minions movie.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Question number two. What is your go-to cartoon when you want to chill out?
I think, I I actually just, it varies. Like, it just depends what I feel like watching, because I don't really have a favorite cartoon. I like a lot of them.
Okay.
So if I had to pick a go-to one, it would probably be The Simpsons.
Question number three. What is your favorite part of traveling?
Meeting new people. And when we got down there, I got to meet the other teams, and a funny story is when I went up to TPEI, they were like wondering who's this coming to us now, right? Mm-hmm. And so I reunited with my friends Ellen and Mary. And actually, speaking of that, there's actually a tradition that a nationals does. At each nationals is this. So we actually do a little trade. We have all these pins. So, like, we had the pins from Buffalo.
Yeah.
We had some of the rare Aurora Borealis pins from Buffalo and the Raven pin. And we actually do a little exchange. So, like, we go to the as a way to introduce and interact. Mm. And it was very cool. And I forgot to bring that today. But I have my whole lanyard hanging in my closet, and I'll send you a picture later. Yeah. And I managed to get all the big special pins.
Cool. My kid will love to see that, because he's big into pin collecting.
Because our common pin ended up becoming a rare pin because people wanted it.
Very cool.
Question number four. What is the best food you had when you traveled to the Olympic Games?
I gotta say, one of my favorite foods I actually had there was the first night. And, it was the first night. They had a make your own taco night. And, it was more like healthy foods and stuff like that. So I got to try, I forget the rice it was, but the rice with taco in there, it was delicious. I ended up going back for a second.
Nice.
And your final question, what would you say is the hardest part of competing for you?
The hardest part of competing it's a mix, but like kind of like when you're up there, you got to remember, the important thing to remember is to stay calm, stay relaxed. And, just remember to have fun, because it's actually, because the hardest part when you're up there is actually when you're up there, because you have so many people watching you, and that can be nerve wracking for a lot of people, but there is steps like, breathing techniques, staying calm before it's your turn, mm-hmm. because if you're calm and focused, you can accomplish anything. But definitely the most nerve-wracking part is actually when you're up, when it's your time to go up there. Mm. That can be a kicker, but mostly staying positive and just remembering to say your best.
There you go. And
those have been your five questions.
Sweet. Now, before we started filming, you were talking a lot about solar eclipse. This is obviously something you're into.
Well, I have some interests. Like, I have a telescope at home, which I'm going to have to find. I haven't used it in a long time because we lost a piece of it. But it's just sometimes fascinate me. Like,
yeah.
And I always, like, look at, I just always looked up that stuff on the internet. Mm. So it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the things I want to see on my bucket list is a total solar eclipse. And what's cool about that is like when you have your glasses on, right? Mm-hmm. It's like if you have a welding helmet on.
Okay.
And when you're there planned properly, when the moon completely covers the sun,
like completely covers the sun. You're able to take off your glasses during the totality, and if you look at everything around you, you'll see the moon's, you'll see the moon completely block the sun, and you'll see like a 360-degree sunset with everything dark, and you can see the star. You'll be able to see the stars in the middle of the day.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
So when's the next time that happens?
The next time for Alberta that will probably happen is in, I think, 2044.
Okay.
But the East Coast, where I'm from, they're having that one on April the 8th this year. And that's going to be, that's actually wicked.
So in theory, you could see one, like, if you got a plane ticket and flew there, you could check it out.
Yeah, and or you can watch one just by live stream because people like nice. Live streaming. And, like, at a, between the two eclipses, that's the eclipse a lot of people chase to see. Because it had, because like it's so like the Earth's the moon's shadow is so narrow. So I actually learned that in most cases, why a lot of people see them, because like in a specific area, it happens like once every 374 years, and it for a piece of land on the Earth. So so it's a cool thing.
Yeah, very cool. Well, listen, my dude, Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But you know the drill. You got the lights, the camera. Have fun.
Well, I will. Well, I like to give a shout out to my family for helping me get this far, and I like to shout out to my girlfriend Katie. Of course, she will be flustered just because I met her again, and I want to give a shout out to you guys for hosting us because it's really cool that this town has something like this, because it makes this town unique.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We do appreciate all of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.